The Ohio River was actually named one of the nation's most endangered rivers this week. It earned the number 2 spot for 2023, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. Heather Taylor Measley with American Rivers says her group recognized the Ohio on their annual America's Most Endangered Rivers list because the river is at a critical turning point.
The biggest thing is that there is opportunity for immediate progress, and so it was kind of a no-brainer for our list.
The Ohio River flows southwest from Pittsburgh through or along the border of 6 states and into the Mississippi River, and its watershed is more than 200,000 square miles. I asked Taylor Measley, what's at stake?
Right now, we have a situation, especially with climate change, that we need to really be considering how we manage the water more appropriately. This particular watershed is the home to the drinking water of more than 5 million people. As we see more toxic algae scares as the world warms up, as we see more pollution, as we see just like the more traffic, because this is not just a beautiful place, this is a working river. And that's not really going to change.
Just for people who don't know about the legacy pollution and the new kinds of pollution that are in the Ohio, can you say a little bit about what those are?
The Ohio River, of course, is centrally located to a lot of the historical coal mines. Those coal mines, a lot of them have gone out of business, but the pollution that came from the mining operations exists and is often right on the banks. We have seen profound impacts from different spills, different accidents in the past. And most recently, of course, we saw that with the Norfolk Southern spill in East Palestine. That didn't even happen on the river, but because it's in the basin, 10 miles away, you know, we saw and picked up some of the chemicals in the Ohio River. We've got a lot of pipeline development, a lot of fracking that is going on. All of that puts pressure on our river systems. And so we're not an anti-industry group, but we are a group that thinks that you should do it right and in a way that there can be balance.
We have heard the, you know, term working river before. It's often used when talking about the Ohio River. And you're talking about using the word balance. It does seem like the balance tips in the direction of the working part of the river sometimes. What would you say to that?
So I would say the story of the river actually changes depending on where you are. In Pittsburgh, it's part of a family of rivers in that headwaters region, and it's very connected to the community, and you see a lot of recreation. And then as you come down, you get to places like Marietta and Parkersburg, and certainly the fossil fuel legacy and the PFAS legacy is on Front Street there. But if you get over to Cincinnati, you see how people are really coming together to connect the community. Most people don't know that Cincinnati has the largest kayak festival in the entire world, Paddle Fest. And out of that has grown this amazing movement to create a trail from essentially from Cincinnati down called the Ohio River Way. What we know about river health all over the country is that when people are connected to the river, which means it has to be clean, their community benefits because it's literally healthier. It's also more economically strong. It's a place where people want to visit, a place where people want to move. And so the key, I think, is to make sure that those places that are often forgotten can now take advantage of that. And so that's why we're really excited about this designation. We're raising the profile of this river, not just talking about its challenges, but talking about this opportunity. And I think that's what brings hope and optimism to this entire story.
That was Heather Taylor Measley from American Rivers. She says her group is calling for federal recognition for the Ohio River, similar to the Great Lakes and the Chesapeake Bay, and for more federal funding to support a restoration plan and improve testing for water quality. We wanted to learn more about that, so I spoke with Richard Harrison, the executive director and chief engineer of ORSANCO, or Ohio River Valley Water Sanitation Commission. It's the interstate commission tasked with monitoring and controlling pollution along the entire length of the river. To illustrate the need, Harrison says ORSANCO owns the system used to detect pollutants at drinking water intakes along the Ohio River.
We actually bought those from a earmark some 10 plus years ago.
The system was employed to determine drinking water safety during the emergency response after the East Palestine spill, when a plume of chemicals traveled down the Ohio. but the 16 pieces of equipment are nearing the end of their useful life.
And we absolutely need significant funding to the tune of $4 to $5 million to replace that equipment. Our annual budget is $3.9 million, and that's always a struggle for us to put that together.
He says the commission receives about $1.4 million from the Environmental Protection Agency a year, which is at the same level as 2010. Meanwhile, waterways with federal designations, like the Delaware River or the Great Lakes, receive 10 to 100 times the federal investment for their restoration plans. He says because of a lack of federal recognition for the Ohio River Basin, it also missed out on federal dollars from the 2021 infrastructure law.
It would be a game changer to have that type of investment in this great watershed.
Harrison hopes Congress will fund the Ohio River Basin Alliance Restoration Plan, which is being drafted by stakeholders in the watershed, including Orsenco, government leaders, and local watershed groups.
We have 274,000 miles of rivers and streams that are assessed by our state agencies. In the watershed, 40% of those are impaired, meaning they don't fully meet their Clean Water Act designated uses. And so it's going to take a significant investment to continue the great progress that we've made over the last 7+ decades.
Harrison says the additional federal investment could help pay for upgraded pollution monitoring, acid mine drainage treatment in the watershed, and better detection of non-point source pollution into the river, like the drainage from agriculture and other runoff, which leads to algal blooms. He says new draft regulations from EPA for PFAS forever chemicals in drinking water will mean more monitoring and regulatory work is needed on the Ohio River.
As those regulations reach fruition and become finalized, it's something that the states, organizations like Orsenco, drinking water utilities, wastewater utilities, power industry, the list goes on and on. We're going to need that type of investment to be able to meet those challenges.
Richard Harrison is the executive director and chief engineer of Orsenco. I spoke with him about the Ohio River's designation as number 2 on America's Most Endangered Rivers list for 2023. At our website, there are a lot more stories about the Ohio River, including our series, Good River, a collaboration with 6 other nonprofit newsrooms in the watershed. There's a beautiful video about a Seneca paddler trying to bring attention to the threats to clean water.